This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. Hey, welcome to this gear review from gear.news. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the publisher of gear.news and many other websites such as survival.news and so on. And in today's podcast, we're going to cover what should be your first gun if you're new to guns. Now, it's interesting that even with all the anti-gun propaganda that's being pushed out there, so many people want to get a gun for the first time. And a lot of this is older folks, frankly, you know, senior citizens. They want a gun because now for the first time in their lives, often they realize that, hey, a gun is a great equalizer. You know, how are you going to fight off, you know, a 250-pound thug that's trying to break down your door and steal your jewelry or whatever they're trying to do? How are you going to fight him off when you're 72 years old and, you know, you can barely lift up a broomstick or whatever your situation is? The answer is a firearm. A firearm is the perfect weapon for self-defense. It is protected by the Second Amendment, you know, your ability to own a firearm and deploy it in your home. Now, I know in certain cities, it's not legal to do so. And of course, I always encourage you to abide by local laws, especially when it comes to firearms. You don't want to end up in jail for exercising your Second Amendment, right? If you live in a city that criminalizes your self-defense, then you should leave that city. Deny them your property taxes by leaving, selling, getting out. Go somewhere that doesn't violate your constitutional rights. So, getting back to the main point here, what should be your first handgun? I'll give you the short answer here, and then I'll explain why I'm going to justify this. The answer, the short answer for most people is, in my opinion, a Glock 19. It's a 9mm compact gun. It is easy to handle for men and women, and I have trained and watched many women on this pistol, and they love it. They absolutely love it. I have seen people who maybe their first gun was a revolver, and they were scared to death of the revolver because of the kick that it had. And they didn't like, you know, the way the grip, the way it acts, the difficulty of reloading and all these things. And they thought that a revolver would be simpler than a Glock. And they looked at a Glock as being complicated. They didn't know what to do with a Glock. And then after 1 hour of training, they are shooting that Glock with incredible finesse. I've seen lots of women pick up a Glock and, you know, Glock 19, and literally within an hour of training, they're putting rounds within about a 6-inch diameter target in maybe 5 to 7 yards away, or maybe it's more like 5 yards away. But they're getting rounds on target, and they're doing it, and then they love the gun. They love it. I've heard them say things like, oh, this is so much easier on my wrists than this other gun that I had, you know, this revolver, whatever it used to be. And then when I show them how to take the slide off of a Glock and how to just do some basic, you know, cleaning, just strip it for cleaning, they can't believe how easy it is. Like, no way. It's just like three parts, really. It's like this slide and then this barrel and this spring, and that's it. You know, and then, of course, the lower, but you don't have to take it all apart if you don't want to. It's so simple, and it's so effective, and people love the Glock 19. In fact, when I'm training, I do a lot of tactical training, and the other day I was doing some drills with a couple of instructors. We were doing some real advanced moving and shooting. And I decided to just use the Glock 19 that day, even though I've got fancier stuff. I've got other stuff. I've got longer barrel stuff. But I just said, you know what? Hey, the Glock 19, I carried that concealed around town. So I'm just going to use the Glock 19 today and see how I can do. And there was one part of the drill where we had to stand 10 yards away. And we had to load 10 rounds into our magazines and then shoot, take headshots and get all 10 rounds into the head space, the designation of the head on the target. And I got to tell you, it was very doable. It was not that difficult. I got all 10 rounds into the head shot space from 10 yards away, and they were a pretty tight group, and that was a Glock 19 with some crappy MagTech ammo, by the way. So I didn't find it difficult at all. The gun performs extremely well. It's reliable. It's accurate enough for a handgun. It's small. It's concealable. It is just, it's simple, it's affordable, you can get parts everywhere, every instructor knows how to use it, you don't have to mess around with thumb safeties and all these complicated things. I'm telling you, it's just incredibly easy to use. So Glock 19, for those of you looking for a new gun, your first gun perhaps, or especially those of you who are women, and you want to carry a gun, and you don't want it to hurt when you shoot it, you want to be able to control it, you want to be able to conceal it, and carry it in a purse or carry it on your hip, Glock 19 is the way to go. You cannot go wrong with the Glock 19. You don't have to have Gen 5. You can just get a Gen 4 or even a Gen 3. I think I was shooting a Gen 3. The old Glocks work just as good as the new Glocks, frankly. They're pretty much the same Glock. Just get some good sights. You can run factory sights, but I like the Trigicon HD sights, which are like $100-something. I don't know, maybe $140 or $120, something like that. I love those sights. They're really good. I put them on all my Glocks, and I tell you, they're just super, it's a super reliable pistol. So if you're looking at a new gun or a first-time gun, go for the Glock 19. You will not be disappointed. You can branch out from there and get something bigger, stronger, longer, smaller, whatever you want. But the Glock 19 is sort of a standard from which all the other choices might be compared. And that's why a lot of military guys and cops carry Glock 19s as a backup weapon. You know, the military guy, they might have an AR rifle or an M4 as their standard rifle, and they might have a Glock 19 as a backup. Why? Because it's reliable. It just works. It just keeps on working. You know, it's bottom line. It's true. So anyway, read more news about gear and survival gear, including some about self-defense and guns and so on, but also outdoor gear. You can read all that at gear.news, gear.news. My name's Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger, which I know might sound strange for a gear review thing, but there's a very interesting history of my background's in natural health and nutrition and food science. I run a laboratory and so on, but I'm also very much into self-reliance and self-defense, so that's why I'm known as the Health Ranger, but I'm talking about Glock 19s. So anyway, hope you found this useful. Read my websites. Pass this along to anyone who could benefit from it. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.